Good morning, listeners. This week, we will continue with the series Embracing Revival, Serving Christ with Excellence, by continuing to look at the topic, Effective and Fervent Prayer Accomplishes Much. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandment, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. Nehemiah 1:5-6. Undoubtedly, Nehemiah was a man of prayer. The Bible states, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16. The stellar accomplishment of this great leader, the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem, insulation of its gates, social and judicial reforms, the revival of true reverence for and adherence to the Word of God, could not have happened without his devotion to an exceptional prayer life. His prayer is very much aligned with the pattern of prayer given by our Lord Jesus Christ. It starts with adoration. Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God. Verse 5. This is a recognition of the power, might, sovereignty, and singularity of the only true and living God, who is the creator and sustainer of heaven and earth. It refers to God's character of absolute integrity and trustworthiness as a covenant-keeping God. And then in verse 6, he appeals for God's attention to his prayer. Please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night. Was this appeal necessary? Yes and no. Yes, because it is the right thing to do, in the sense that prayer is an act of communication, and it is always necessary to engage the target of communication appropriately. No, in the sense that God is always ready and waiting to hear and answer prayer. Scripture is replete with evidence of this. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Psalm 50:15. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65:24. The New Testament is likewise sprinkled with promises about prayer. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:24. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Matthew 7:7-8. Nehemiah mentioned that his prayer was continuous. The prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night. His prayer was persistent, prevailing, powerful, and effective. His prayer featured intercession and confession for the children of Israel, your servants. Intercession. And confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. Confession. Let us examine these types of prayer in brief. In intercessory prayer, the focus is on the need of others. It means to stand in the gap. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Ezekiel 22:30. Here God was looking for a man to stand in the gap for a whole nation that was in rebellion against him. Nehemiah was interceding on behalf of the Jews, a demoralized, disheartened, downtrodden people, surrounded by enemies and plagued by injustice and disobedience to the laws of God. The prayer of intercession is applicable for leaders in the service of God as well as the nation. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2 verse 1 to 4. Could it be that the devastating conditions that we face as a nation, the lack of revival, a real passion for the things of God, and devotion to his service in the church is a failure of intercession? There's a verse that leaves me thinking every time. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him and his own righteousness. It sustained him. Isaiah 59 verse 16. This verse is about God. He wondered. God wondered. The lack of intercession makes him wonder. The mere thought of God wondering is incongruous with our concept of him, yet the scripture states it definitively. God wondered. How is your prayer life? For revival to come in our time, fervent, effective prayer is needed by the Nehemiahs of our generation. Will you answer the call? If you are not yet a Christ follower, I urge you in the words of the prophet Isaiah, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his own way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Isaiah 55, 6-7. Next week, we'll continue to unpack Nehemiah's prayer.